Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So glad that you could join us. Welcome to this first existential debate between two long-standing opponents and two leading contenders for the hearts and minds of, well, frankly, humankind. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's debate features two formidable candidates. Wisdom versus folly. And the stakes couldn't be any higher. We begin with wisdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed guests, and seekers of truth, I stand before you as wisdom, a guide known to many, through the ages. The Book of Proverbs, an ancient source of knowledge, has spoken of both my path, and that of my counterpart, folly. Let me enlighten you about the path I champion. The foundation of true wisdom. At the very outset, let me state that the foundation of all wisdom is, the fear of the Lord. This doesn't imply being scared, but a profound respect, awe, and humility, before our Creator. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fruitfulness and prosperity. While folly might offer immediate gratification, I promise lasting prosperity. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, and the one who gets understanding, for the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. Protection and guidance. I shield those who embrace me. As Proverbs 4 verses 6 to 7 says, do not forsake her, and she will keep you, love her, and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom, and whatever you get insight. A path to life. Contrary to folly's path of destruction, I offer life. For whoever finds me, finds life, and obtains favor from the Lord, but he who fails to find me, injures himself, all who hate me, love death. Sound judgment and discretion. By embracing me, one acquires sound judgment and discretion, crucial tools in navigating life's challenges. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. Upholding moral integrity. My path encourages righteousness and moral uprightness. The wicked ways of deceit, falsehood, and injustice find no place on the path of wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. A beacon of hope and stability. While folly's ways lead to instability and despair, I am a steadfast anchor. The hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. In closing, folly might allure with temptations and fleeting pleasures, but the true essence of a fulfilling life lies in embracing wisdom. For, wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. Choose wisely, for the choices made today shape the outcomes of tomorrow.
Thank you, wisdom. Now, folly will have the chance to offer a rebuttal.
Ladies and gentlemen, dear seekers of life's pleasures, I am folly, often misunderstood, misquoted, dismissed, and underestimated. While wisdom has made quite an eloquent case, let's explore the other side of the coin, and you can decide which side truly speaks to you. On the foundation of true wisdom. Wisdom says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But why dwell in fear and restraint? Why not seek the freedom of unrestrained experience, exploring life to its fullest? Isn't first-hand experience the true teacher? Regarding fruitfulness and prosperity. While wisdom promises future rewards, I offer the joy of the present, the immediate thrill, the exhilaration of now. There is nothing better than the present. That's why they call it a gift. Why wait for the uncertain future when pleasure can be yours immediately? About protection and guidance. Wisdom speaks of protection and guidance. But isn't there beauty in unpredictability and taking risks and not always knowing the outcome? A life without a bit of chaos can be dull and predictable. The path to life. Wisdom claims to be the path to life. but what is life without living on the edge, without passion, and a bit of mischief? Life is more than just rules and principles, it's about zest, adventure, and the unexpected. On sound judgment and discretion. Wisdom might provide sound judgment, but I offer spontaneity and intuition. Sometimes, it's the gut feeling, the illogical leap of faith, that leads to the most memorable moments. Concerning moral integrity. Wisdom speaks of moral uprightness, but who defines these morals? Aren't some of the world's greatest achievements born from rebellion, from challenging the status quo, from not always doing what's deemed right? Being a beacon of hope and stability. Stability can sometimes be another word for stagnation. I bring excitement, change, transformation, and the thrill of the unknown. In summation, while wisdom offers a structured path, I invite you to a roller coaster of experiences, emotions, and excitement. Remember, it's often in the midst of folly that we truly discover ourselves and the zest of life. After all, why always take the tried and tested path when there's a world of possibilities waiting to be explored?
Thank you, Folly. Now, Wisdom will have the opportunity to respond.
Yes, I understand that Folly was compelling. But I believe that you, ladies and gentlemen, are seekers of truth and purpose. So, having heard Folly's alluring words, let's once again ground ourselves in what truly endures and leads to lasting contentment. On the essence of experience. Folly tempts with first-hand experience, suggesting unrestrained exploration. However, not all experiences lead to growth. Some lead to pain, regret, and destruction. True wisdom seeks beneficial experiences, grounded in principles that uplift and edify. Immediate gratification versus enduring joy. The pleasures folly offers, though immediate, are often fleeting and can lead to long-term and perhaps disastrous consequences. True joy isn't about the transient thrill, but an enduring peace that surpasses all understanding. The beauty of predictability. While there's a place for unpredictability, there's also beauty and comfort in stability. A ship, without an anchor, is tossed by the waves, but one anchored securely can weather any storm. Life's true adventure. Real adventure doesn't always come from living on the edge, risking it all. It can be found in the journey of personal growth, in deep connections with others, and in contributing positively to the world around us. Intuition and spontaneity within boundaries. There's no denial that spontaneity and intuition have their place. But true wisdom knows when to harness them and when to guide them with discernment. Moral integrity as universal truth. While the world changes and evolves, certain truths remain universal. Moral integrity isn't about rigid dogma, it's about living in harmony with principles that foster love, kindness, and mutual respect. Stability versus stagnation. Stability doesn't mean stagnation. It means having a firm foundation from which one can explore, grow, and take calculated risks. It's the platform from which true freedom and creativity can soar. In conclusion, Folly's path, though appealing in its immediacy, often leads to fleeting satisfaction and potential harm. The path of wisdom, while requiring patience and discipline, promises lasting joy, purpose, and a life anchored in truths that have withstood the test of time. The choice, dear listeners, is always yours. But remember, it's not just about the journey, but the destination and the legacy we leave behind. Choose the path that leads to enduring peace, joy, and fulfillment.
There you have it. The arguments have been laid out. Whose side are you on?
Thank you for joining us for this special edition of 1010 Thrive. We hope you choose wisely.